on ACB Radio's main menu. This is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. Hello and very special greetings to you. This is Don Coco from Sacramento, California with a review on Main Menu for a change. I haven't done one in quite a while, so I thought it would be time to do another review. This time I'd like to review a couple of MP3 taggers. What's an MP3 tagger, you ask? Well, it's very simple. It allows you to edit and manipulate the ID3 tagging in a file. If you're in Winamp and you type Alt-3, that's Alt-3, you should be able to read information such as the title. If you press the Tab key, you'll get the artist. You'll get the album, if it's available. You'll get the year, if that's available. You'll get the genre, if that's available, and so forth. ID3 tagging allows you to do all this. Now, I work for ACB Radio Interactive, and over there we use a program called AutsJuke, www.autsjuke.com, and we use that program over at the ACB Radio Interactive for our music. And AutsJuke, when you import files to AutsJuke to play on the air, it reads the ID3 tagging. If the ID3 tagging is not correct, say for example in the artist field it says unknown artist rather than the artist, then when you go to look for the song, it's going to be incorrect, and you cannot, you won't be able to find the song necessarily because the title's wrong or the artist is wrong. I discovered this to be quite a problem with AutsJuke. I have better than 3,000 songs in my master music library here, and some of them were wrong. The first couple of weeks was kind of rough with AutsJuke when we first converted to that format over at the ACB Radio Interactive, because I go to look for a song on the air, or somebody requests a song, and I couldn't find it, and I say, well, I know it's here. What's the deal? Well, I didn't quite realize that AutsJuke relies on the ID3 tagging. And I finally did realize that. And once I realized that, I said, oh, wait a minute. You know what I need? I need a tagger that's going to actually tag the ID3 tagging. So I started looking for ID3 taggers. I started going out in the net, and I started using Copernic to search, and one thing and another, and I came up with two pretty good little ID3 taggers, and I'd like to show them both to you right now. We're going to start up by going to the Start menu.
Start menu.
And Programs.
P equals. A equals Accessible Games Pull Down.
And we're going to go to.
M equals MP3 Tag Studio 2 Pull Down.
That's MP3 Tag Studio.
M equals Tagger.
And the second one is MP Tagger, and I'm going to show you MP Tagger
menu
first. Plan. This particular tagger, this is just a simple tagger. So what you could do is you could load up your list of MP3s. You got them in a folder, and you could load up that folder into this MP Tagger.
List view, top, 10cc, I'm not in love, point MP3.
Okay.
5, no selected item.
The first one.
10cc, life is a ministrant, point MP3.
Is life is a ministrant.
0, 2, 5.
And we have that, and we can tab over. We're looking just singly at these. We're in a list box. We're looking at single names. We can tab over.
Button. E equals enqlet.
This is NQ is what it allows me to do. I actually can use this tagger and actually fix things and then call Winamp with it. It's pretty cool.
Purpose. Button. E equals play.
Play. I could play the song if I chose to do that. I can press spacebar on any of these.
Edit box. Title.
Title is the edit box, and it's blank.
Edit box artist.
The artist is blank.
Edit box album.
The album is blank.
Edit box year.
Year, the year is blank.
Edit box track.
Track, the track numbering is blank.
Combo, edit box unknown.
Unknown is the we don't have that set either. That's the, whether it's oldies or pop or whatever, it's set to unknown. In fact, the whole tag is blank.
Hello.
This is a fact.
Edit box. Comment.
And the comment field is blank.
Button. O equals convert.
Convert. Now, what I could do is I could fill those fields in with MP tagger, and then I could tell it convert, and it would write the field as I've
button.
Got it here.
L equals clear.
And then you also have a clear box. Clear, this button will actually clear the ID3 tag. Now, Winamp used to, the older versions of Winamp used to have a feature where you could clear the ID3 tagging, but the newest versions of Winamp do not. So you can't just tell it, clear the tag, we'll start fresh, not with Winamp, to do it quickly. And this might be an important feature when you're converting or you need to work with lots of files. But MP Tagger is the name of this one. Very simple tagger. And you can just tab again.
Button. Graphic.
And it has a graphic button, and I believe that's a browse button, if I'm not mistaken, if I want to browse for a directory. It doesn't say that, but I believe that's what it is.
Tree view. Downloads point lib. 5 of 20 step 4.
Or I can browse in a tree view as well. I can do it that way as well, I believe.
List view. MCC life as a ministrant point MP3.
Now, the reason it's reading life as a minestrone is because it's reading the actual title that's on the 10cc piece of music. 10cc is artist, then a dash, and then title. And it's important how you format these, because if I wrote it life is a minestrone space dash space 10cc, and then I tagged it, it would be tagged wrong. So it is important, and this is something I would like to stress, to have it correctly, it is important that artist space dash space title. That's real important, okay? So it's something to keep in mind when you start manipulating your MP3s, if you want them accurate, that is. And if you're going to write to MP3 ID tags, you do want them accurate, especially if you want to share them with communities or whatever. The program is called MP Tagger, and you can pick these programs that I'm mentioning up here. I don't have the direct sites, but you can find both of these at download.com, tucos.com, or you can just do a search in Kopernik. MP Tagger, you'll come right up with it. Now, that's the first program I'd like
button,
to demonstrate.
P equals, P clip stop.
Now, we're going to get out of that because we're all done with that, and we're going to go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
And we're going to look at the second
P
tagger.
P equals programs pull down. A equals except M equals.
Let me just
M
get
equals,
there.
MP3 Tag Studio 2 pull down.
Okay, MP3 Tag Studio is our next one.
M equals MP3 Tag Studio 2.06.
Okay, MP3 Tag Studio 2.06. Now, this is a shareware product. The other one I demonstrate, MP Tagger, is freeware. This particular program here, though, is shareware, and for a $20 bill in the United States, you can pick this up, or you can pick it up anywhere in the world, but it's 20 bucks. And this is an exciting program. This is the type of program I really find useful. Let's hit the return on it.
MP3 Tag Studio 2.06 Magnus Graden 2000. Edit box. This window will go away as soon as you register.
Okay, that's an advertising window, and it says it will go away as soon as you register. Now, I do want to make a comment here. He also says if you never register, he would like you to register, but what this program is, it's ad-supported. If you never register, however, the program is fully functional forever, so you don't need to really buy this if you don't want to buy this. Now, naturally, he'd like to make the $20, but you don't need to worry about that. All it is an advertising window in front. And all I'm going to do to get out of the advertising window is just Alt-Tab into the proper window.
MP3 2.06.
There we go. I'm now in the proper window. Now, this program has many, many features. And we're going to start with them by looking at...
Button. B equals browse. Dialog.
Let's see. It puts
custom
me
control.
In the...
edit box. DFTP.
It's got me in my main FTP... But
P.
I don't want to work there. I want to work in C:\downloads library. And the way this program works is as soon as you type a path, it auto opens. You do not need to hit return or anything. You just type it. Like I just typed C:\lib, which means that stands for library, and it opened right up, no problem at all. So we're there.
Button
now,
B equals
we
browse,
can,
dialogue.
We're tabbing now.
Checkbox. Uncheck use Explorer Browse Tree.
Use an Explorer Browse Tree. I don't quite understand what this particular feature does. There's many features in this program that I'm not really familiar with. As we record this, we just picked this up last night. It's a brand new program to us, but I am confident enough to demonstrate some things for you.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Custom file selection mode.
Okay, custom file selection mode.
Tab control, auto rename and organize MP3s.
Okay, now these are a number of tabs, and we can right arrow on the tabs.
Auto rename and organize MP3s.
That's the first tab, auto rename and organize MP3s. Now if I right arrow,
write ID 3 tags based on file names.
Write ID 3 tags based on file names, and this is the most exciting feature of this tagger. If all your names are correct on the outside of the file, remember I told you you should have them as artist first, then a space and a dash and then title. If they're all correct on the outside of the file, you can go through a whole folder and have it re-tag every single file with the proper information. It's terrific, and not only is it terrific, it's very fast indeed. I did 3,000 files in like 1 minute, or in that area. Very fast indeed. And accurate? Yes, it is. It's accurate. So, if it has the, it is using, I should say this, if the title is too long, it is using the ID1 tagging standard here. There may be a way to adjust it for ID2 tagging. I'm not 100% sure on that. But it is using ID1 tagging, and that in most cases is enough, so you can usually, you know, get by with ID1 tagging. So we'll continue to right arrow.
Clean UPID 3 tags.
Clean UPID 3 tags. I think this function, I haven't really investigated, but I believe what it's going to do, it's going to clean all the symbols up if there's garbage in them, you know, greater than symbols and all kinds of crap. Some people put that stuff in. Underlines, you know, between words, and I believe this will actually go through and actually clean them right up for you.
Mass set tags flags.
Mass set tags flags. This one will actually allow you to set some options.
Browse edit tags flags.
Browse edit tags flags, and you can actually browse different things.
Directory name files.
And directory name files, and that's another option.
Directory name files.
And there we go. So we're back to all the options we have.
Auto rename and organize MP3.
We're going to go back to this.
Write ID 3 tags based on file names.
Write ID 3 tags based on file names. That's the one we're going to go to. We're going to right arrow here. I'm going to tab.
Edit box.
And it's blank at the moment.
Checkbox. Uncheck replace.
Replace? No, we don't need to do that.
Checkbox. Auto letter case fix.
Auto letter case fix. This is like if you want to check for capitalization and all that.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Use filtering.
Use filtering. You can actually use all kinds of filtering on it.
Checkbox unchecked. Advanced operation.
Advanced operation. That will give you advanced options, I guess.
Checkbox. Title.
Title. And that box is checked.
Checkbox. Checked. Artist.
Artist. That box is checked.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Album.
Album, that's unchecked.
Checkbox, unchecked. Year.
Year, that's unchecked.
Checkbox, unchecked. Comment.
Comment, that's unchecked. And they're unchecked only because I haven't checked them. If I wanted to, I guess if I check these boxes, I probably would get edit boxes and I could fill in information. So we've left them unchecked, you know, but I assume that's probably what will happen.
Checkbox, unchecked. Tracker.
Track number, and that's unchecked.
Button, add trash.
Add trash. I'm not really sure what that is for. I don't know if that's for additional comments or what. I'm not really sure.
Button. Add dir.
Add directory. I guess if I want to add a directory for it to do, I could do that.
List box. Top. Artist. 1 of 2.
Artist. 1 of 2.
Bottom. Title. 2 of 2.
Bottom. Title. 2 of 2. Now, this is an important radio button field here because, in other words, which way do I want this to tag? What it's going to do is it's going to read the information from the outside of the file. So it's going to read 10cc, I'm not in love, for example. Or it's going to read, I'm not in love, 10cc, depending on which way I've told it to do this. Let's have it do it as a title.
Bottom.
Okay, so we'll
Top.
Tell it that. So
Bottom.
We'll tell it
title 2 of 2.
Title, Purpose. Okay.
Button undo.
You have an undo button in case you get it wrong, which is very cool.
Checkbox. Checked. Include subdirs.
Include a subdirectory. Well, we don't have a subdirectory
Arrow.
Here to be concerned with.
Checked.
So we can actually uncheck that box. But if we did have a sub... Earlier I was doing work where I had a subdirectory. So I did check that. Now, that feature is very nice, by the way. If, say you have directory upon directory of MP3s. Say you have more than one directory of MP3s on your C drive, you could just tell it C, and you check the subdirectory box, and it'll go down the whole C drive, and it'll fix every single MP3 on your machine, no problem at all. It'll just run and run until it's done. It's one heck of a fine tool, I can tell you.
List box.
Then we have it come to a list box.
Title.
And we've told it title.
Custom control.
Then we have a custom control.
Edit box. See downloads.lib.
See downloads.lib. And we're back to where we should be. Now, we need to use the mouse pointer with this only to locate one button, interestingly enough, and that's the start button.
Bottom left.
So I'm going to go to the
southwest.
I'm going to go to the bottom of the, and you'll notice I have the voice a little different for the mouse voice here for our demo. I'm going to go to the bottom of the screen, and I'm going to actually count up or go up with my mouse pointer. I'm using Window Eyes here, of course. I'm going to go up with the mouse pointer with the 8.
Graphic. Air fruit box version 2.06.
That's the this is just information.
Graphic.
Just so far, it's just information.
Root
so
button. Undo.
Undo.
Checkbox graphic includes subdirs.
Right.
Uncheck.
This is the information I read. Everything is visible. It's just the start button is not visible here.
Group box graphic.
Okay. This one that says group box graphic.
Checkbox graphic. Uncheck.
It's right where the subdir box
group
is.
Group box graphic.
It says graphic.
Button. Checkbox graphic. Here unchecked. Button. Group box graphic.
Okay, this one that says graphic. This is the one we want. So I'm just going to left click it is what I'm going to do.
Left. Hercules. Arrow.
It's done. And then I'm going to down arrow.
Checkbox. Checkbox.
To see if it actually
status
did it.
Stay. Unchecked. Group box. Status. Group box. Stay. Successfully wrote ID3 tag to file 10cc I'm not in love point mp3. File MP3 TS206S.zip did not match expected file name format.
Well, of course not. That's not an MP3. That's why.
Successfully wrote ID3 tag to file 10cc marriage bureau rendezvous point MP3. Successfully wrote ID3 tag to file 10cc life as a ministrant point MP3.
Great. Okay, so it looks like it's done it. At least maybe it's done it. Now, if we can find out if it's done it. Let's go to... Let's go to actually open it up in Winamp.
Desktop. List view.
So let's go to, I'm going to go to My Computer here.
My Computer. List View. Address. Top 3 flop. Mass C.
I'm going to go to C, and I'm going to go to the Downloads Library.
Downloads point list.
And I'm going to go to...
10cc I'm not in love. 10cc life is a miss.
10cc I'm not in love. Okay, you'll be familiar with this song. We'll start it up. We're going to start up the song right now. And that's what it's doing. It's going to start
Windows
up.
2.71.
And it comes Windows up with Winamp.
2.71.
There's the song, of course. Now, I'm going to look at the ID3 tagging in the song. We'll just stop the music here. And we'll
button.
Check the...
equals update.
Dialog. Check the ID3 tagging.
MPEG file info.
Okay.
Button. C equals cancel. Button. Undo changes. Checkbox. Checked. ID3V11 equals ID3V1
tag. Okay, we've got ID3V1 tagging.
Edit box. Track.
Okay, that's blank.
Edit box. Edit box. Artist. 10cc. Edit box. Title, I'm not in love.
Okay, it's written correctly. I'm not in love. Is in the proper place.
Edit box. Artist 10cc.
And 10cc, it's written, as the artist is 10cc, it's written in the proper place. So, you can do a whole directory with this.
I'm not in
My advice to you is to play around.
Massa C. My computer.
With this.
MP3 Tag Studio 2.
And I think you'll get the idea. There are options here.
L equals file pull down.
You got file.
H equals help pull
and
down.
Help.
L equals
under
file
the file
pull
menu,
down.
You have
S equals settings.
Settings.
Dialogue. Q equals quit.
And quit. And there are settings
S
that
settings.
By default are already set that you can actually make other adjustments. I won't fool with those.
Menu closed. H equals help pull down.
And then they have,
H
of course, help.
Not A equals about dialogue.
They tell you about it.
H equals help.
And
dialogue.
Help, of course, with their
menu closed.
Their manual.
Menu closed.
Which is very good, by the way. I can tell you his manual is written really well. MP3 Tag Studio version 2.06. And again, his webpage is very a real long, complicated address. So I might suggest that you go to download.com, for example, twocows.com, cnet.com, any one of those sites. You might do a search
arrow
for MP Tagger would be one search you could do for the freeware one I showed you earlier, and MP3 Tag Studio, the current version, is 2.06. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu, this is DJC at ACBRadio.org. Thanks for listening.